Progress check 8. Exercise 3, page 148. You will hear a guide speaking to visitors of a museum. Listen to the recording and for questions 1 to 3, tick the correct box. For questions 4 to 6, fill in the missing information.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the Jane Austen Centre. My name is Charlotte Lucas. As most of you will know, I am the best friend of Elizabeth Bennet, the lead character from the much-loved novel Pride and Prejudice, a love story between Elizabeth and Mr. Darcy that was ahead of its time, set among the manners and beauty of the Georgian period of the 18th and 19th centuries. With fantastic characters, this book has everything you could ask for: a courageous heroine, a charismatic hero, a despicable villain, and a witty and comedic story. The book itself was published on January the 28th, 1813, and was a popular success. But what a lot of you may not know is that it was not published under the name Jane Austen. In fact, Austen was not given credit for being the author of any of her works while she was alive. It is only after her death on July the 18th in 1817 that people came to know the woman behind the words. Jane Austen was born on the 16th of December, 1775, in a small town called Steventon. She was the seventh of eight children. The daughter of a clergyman, Jane grew up in a close-knit family, and her parents fostered an environment of learning where she and her siblings were encouraged to read. They also wrote and performed plays together. In 1801, she and her family moved here to the city of Bath, where the novels Persuasion and Northanger Abbey are set. Jane Austen was a truly remarkable woman who wrote strong characters like the headstrong and outspoken Elizabeth in Pride and Prejudice, and her books are noted for their wit, social observations of the time, and their ability to move people. The centre is arranged on three floors. On the top floor, there is a delightful period tea room offering a range of teas and coffees and delicious snacks and cakes. On the first floor, you can enjoy a video starring one of the actors from the BBC version of Pride and Prejudice, which tells you about Jane Austen's Bath and the locations that are used in the two novels that are set here. Finally, on the ground floor, you will find the gift shop, where you can purchase all different kinds of souvenirs and copies of all her books. And the centre's collection, which includes a number of exhibits, interactive displays, and a dressing-up room, where you can try out different costumes from the time period.